Hi, I'm Tanya Willis. I'm an illustrator and a graphic designer specialising in map making. I've been working in this field for nearly 30 years now, and for a lot of it I've worked from home, and I have desperately wanted a studio to work from, especially for the impact on mindset and the separation, obviously, from my life as a mother and a wife in my house, to focusing much more clearly and singularly on my work. But I also strongly believe not just in wanting a space away from my home on my own, I want a space to be with other creatives, because not only does being in a studio help elevate your professionalism and your credibility, because it helps you take your work more seriously, people view you as a more credible creative when you are in a studio. But more importantly than that, it builds creative community. Proximity to other creatives is really powerful, because ideas start being thrown about, collaboration happens, and we are greater than the sum of our parts when we're in a creative community. It's effectively a creative ecosystem, and ideas flow, and people can see something's happening in a space. It becomes a beacon for the town for creativity. If people want to know what's going on, they can come and see us en masse. It's a great place as well to have a studio. You can do mentoring. For example, if we are to help show 16, 17-year-olds at school that you can have a creative career, I can't really host that sort of mentoring in my own home. But if we were to advise or work with individual young people to give back, that kind of thing can happen in a studio. It also allows us to host workshops either in our space or in a rentable shared communal space. And so not only do the occupants of the studio space get to share and collaborate and to teach, but we can also invite people in for specialist classes, even, you know, creative weekends. I'm also part of an online teaching group, and we would love to hold a kind of retreat or festival for our cohort of students at some point in Berwick, and this would be a great focus point to do it. Also, I think that having a creative space streamlines the process of moving towards open studios, because once everyone's got a studio, it's not like doing those open studios you have in your own home. We can just open the doors to our spaces and very easily do an open studios weekend, which would help build revenue for people, build profile, and also for the town. There are so many creatives in Berwick. Having started the Berwick Creative Guild, which was an attempt to audit the creativity in the town, I know that from our mailing list we have a disproportionately huge amount of creatives in this town. But everyone works from home, so we're kind of invisible. An open studio would allow that creativity to be on show, and to bring people closer to creativity and have the opportunity for them to engage with it, whether it's as buyers, viewers, or taking part in creative activities. And it also puts the creative community in Berwick on the map. It helps tourism and the local economy. It gives younger people an opportunity to start up and trial businesses, perhaps in a seed studio kind of way, to see if their creative ideas are viable. In summary, a studio away from the home is much more than a workspace. For me personally, it's something I've wanted for years, as a place to work where I can properly put stuff up on the walls and not just have it hidden away because the room I work in is a spare bedroom for guests, so I try not to make too much mess, and I'm constantly tidying stuff away. I would love to put my work on the walls so I can see what it is I do, put inspiration on the walls around me so I can see what it is that inspires me, and it would truly help my work. And to be working along other creatives, I just think the dynamism would be unstoppable. It would generate so many ideas and so many great collaborations, and it would be brilliant for Berwick. It would be an invaluable investment in the town's cultural and economic future, and it would make it a beacon for Berwick to be the creative place everyone says it has the potential for. This is how we show it. So please, can you fund the Tweedmouth Brewery Studios? Thank you, Tanya Willis.